Yule log. Stardate 1225. It was the track before Christmas, and on the Enterprise, the crew was feeling merry. Spirits on the rise.
Damn it, Jim. What should I get Spock for Christmas? I can't find earmuffs big enough for the son of a...
Bones, get a hold of yourself. There's a Sharper Vulcan catalog in my cabin.
Oh.
Stop. How are the decorations coming?
I need more time, Captain. Not to mention tinsel.
Well, set your phasers on trim.
Captain.
Yes, Mrs. Spock.
Care to try my Vulcan nerve punch?
Yes, of course.
Whoa.
Mr. Chekhov, with your nose so bright, won't you drive my ship tonight?
Yes, Captain.
Red alert. Hail in on the bridge. Identify yourself.
I am John Luke, the spirit of Star Trek Future. I am here to bring you tidings of great joy and another movie script.
How can this be? It's a miracle. Scotty, stop.
Captain's log, supplemental. And the bald spirit cried as he beamed out with his trick. You're all making a mess. Why stop with Star Trek VI?
Happy holidays!
Anyone 5 WMFO Medford.
Time travel too late.
He's a rootin' tootin' Santa Claus, riding reindeer through the sky. With his spurs a jingle jangling and his lasso swinging high. He's a rootin' tootin' Santa Claus, saddlebags all packed with toys. Through the chimney he will bring them all to the dreaming girls and boys. Get along, little reindeer, get along, cover all the reins tonight. It's a long, long trail and all that trail, but you can bet your boots that Santa won't fail. He's a rootin' tootin' Santa Claus, and he's on his merry way. He will round up all your Christmas dreams with a yippee-yo-ki-yay. Get along,
get along,
cover all the reins tonight.
Tonight
it's a long, long trail, an all-night trail, but you can bet your boots that Santa won't fail. He's a rootin' tootin' Santa Claus, and he's on his merry way. He will round up all your Christmas dreams with a yippee-i-o-ki-yay.
Yippee-i-o-ki-yay.
There he is from 19... Oh, I love that end there. Yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay. That's Tennessee Ernie Ford with Rootin' Tootin' Santa Claus. It's Christmas Eve here on Time Travel with Chris Earle. Christmas Eve with Chris. Been here with you since 1. Haven't ate a damn thing. Out in Rochester, New York, they're having fish and drinks and fillets and soup flying around. All kinds of stuff's happening out there. I'm up here in Medford giving it all my Christmas cheer to you people, playing crap left and right. I got a couple of requests that I got to play. I'm going to play the songs for Eric and Carolyn. Thanks for calling in. And I still got to do my Grinch moments. One of my Grinch moments is you know what? Part two of A Christmas Carol next year. Next year on Time Travel. Get into your machine and go. We heard that first hour of Patrick Stewart doing A Christmas Carol. Check out part two on the web, or just fire me off an email and I'll send it to you. Anyway, here's Nat King Cole with that Ding Dong song that Eric wanted so much. This is Caroling, 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 which is, it's interesting because Carolyn and Eric called in, so you could actually replace Caroling with Carolyn in this one if you want to. You can check that out and see how that works. So this is Nat King Cole with Carolyn, Carolyn, Carolyn.
Choo-choo trains with lots of noise.
What the hell's going on? Something's going.
Boys.
What is going on?
Christmas Day.
That sounds like Bobby Vinton.
Dearest Santa,
Bobby Vinton is attacking us.
I will be.
Where's Bobby
just
Vinton?
As good as I can.
I can't see it.
Be.
if you Bobby Vinton's playing someone here. Here we go. No, there it is. Bobby Vinton, please stop. There we go. All right, Time Travel's here with you until 8 p.m. Nothing like a nice professional show for you on Christmas Eve. Huh? A nice professional show. Medford, Massachusetts. It's Time Travel with Chris Earle. High atop Curtis Hall in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm the only car in the street, everybody. Everybody's gone. They're tracking Santa and putting up presents and things in trees and stuff like that. Anyway, here's that Carolyn song. Carolyn.
Snow, Christmas bells are ringing, joyous voices sweet and clear, sing the sad of heart to cheer. Ding dong, ding dong, Christmas bells are ringing, caroling, caroling through the town. Christmas bells are ringing, caroling, caroling up and down. Christmas bells are ringing. Mark ye well the song we sing, gladsome tidings now we bring. Ding dong, ding dong, Christmas bells are ringing.
Trains move quickly to the church. but it seems that we have lost our way. We find ourselves again on Christmas Day. Believe in what your heart is saying. Hear the melody that's playing. There's no time to waste. There's so much to celebrate. Believe in what you feel inside and give your dreams the wings to fly. You have everything you need if you just believe. If you just believe. If you just believe. If you just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
Isn't that nice? That goes out to Carolyn and Eric there, Nat King Cole and Josh Groban here on Time Travel. I think I'm saying it right. Is it Grogan? Like Steve Grogan? Patriot quarterback from back in the 70s? Imagine him singing that song. Is he still alive? He's got to be. I don't know, but I'm feeling kind of mean, so let's take over.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
Yeah, yeah, and that son of a bitch takes the last hoo-hash and everything. Grinch Christmas, Black Christmas for the next half hour here on Time Travel.
Oh, Mr. Hooper?
Yes.
Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you, Bob.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. I hope their Christmas trees get termites.
Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. I hope their Christmas trees get termites.
I can't think of anything that's dumber. To a grouch, Christmas is a bummer. Beaming faces everywhere, happiness is in the air. I'm telling you, it isn't fair. I hate Christmas. Nonsense makes me ill. I hate Christmas. I'd rather have a holiday like normal grouches do. Instead of getting presents, they take presents back from you. Heck. Here comes Santa, girls and boys. So who needs that big red noise? I'll tell him where to put his toys. I hate Christmas. And if you want the truth, I ain't so crazy about Thanksgiving or Labor Day either. Christmas carols to be sung, decorations to be hung. Oh yeah, well I stick out my tongue. I hate Christmas. Christmas bells play loud and strong, hurts my ears all that ding dong. Besides, it goes on much too long. I hate Christmas. I'd rather have a holiday with a lot less joy and flash, with a lot less cheerful smiling and a lot more dirty trash. Yeah, Christmas Day is almost here. When it's over, then I cheer. I'm glad it's only once a year. I hate Christmas.
WMFO Medford. The Grinch has taken over. It's Father Christmas here on Time Travel.
While you're drinking down your wine.
Christmas, give us some money. We got no time for your silly toys. Father Christmas, please hand it over. We'll beat you up, so don't make it some noise.
It's Christmas Eve and I've only wrapped two presents. Christmas Eve and I've only wrapped two fucking presents. And I hate your guts. I hate your guts. And I'll never talk to you again.
Unless your dad will suck me off,
I'll never talk to you again.
Unless your mom will touch me,
I'll never talk to you again.
Chuck your lady to a song,
I'll never talk to you again. I'll never talk to you again.
It's Labor Day and my grandpa just ate seven fucking hot dogs.
Labor Day and my grandpa just ate seven fucking hot dogs. And he shit his pants. He's always fucking his pants. And I'll never talk to you again.
WMFO Medford, Massachusetts. Here we go. It's Christmas Eve, and I've only wrapped two effing presents. I haven't even wrapped any presents. Or get myself wrapped up a little bit later. I think that's what I'm going to do. That's what the Grinch would do, I think. At least he had a friend. He had that little dog, right? Little dog was nice. Anyway, Time Travel is here with you until 8 p.m., The Grinch has taken over the airways right now, and here's one from 2008 from yours truly. You might remember it. It is Viva La Santa here on Time Travel.
One day, now in the morning I'll need a loan to keep the village I used to own. I made a list and checked it twice. I found the kids were both naughty and nice. Listen as the crowd would sing. Four calling birds and five golden rings. One minute the world loved me. Hanukkah Harry had nothing on me. And I discovered from my elves firsthand. They lost all their work, outsourced to Thailand. Jingle bell rock is ringing, but reindeer games are postponed this season. Kids around the world are snug in their beds, but sugar plum fairies aren't stuck in their heads. This Christmas season will be okay. I lost my job, but I'm still jolly old fat and gray. 'Cause that was when I rode a sleigh. Ho, ho, ho. 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 It was Saint Nick who used to grin. Climb down a chimney and you'd let me in. Delicious cookies and a glass of milk. People forgot about me, thought I was a jerk. This year all there is hate. Not even spam on a dirty plate. Just a recession in my red silk drawers. Oh, who would ever wanna be Claus? Jingle bell rock is ringing, but reindeer games
games are postponed this season. Kids around the world are snug in their bare heads, but sugar plum fairies aren't stuck in their heads. This Christmas season will be okay. I'll stuff some stockings for old time's sake. Never sit on my knee, 'cause that was when I rode a sleigh. Ho, ho, ho. 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 Ho, 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 ho. Ho, ho, ho. Jingle bell rock is ringing, but reindeer games are postponed this season. Yes, Virginia, there's a Santa Claus, but tightwad rich guys put me out of my job. This Christmas season will be okay. I'll watch some TV with Mrs. Claus, eggnog and rum all day, 'cause that was when I rode a sleigh. Ho, ho. Ho, 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 ho. We'll be right back.
everybody join in.
Go to hell and f*** off Christmas. Fa la 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 la, la 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 la. The year just sucks, so f*** off Christmas. Fa la 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 la, la 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 la. Ride around in my Ford Taurus. Fa la 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 la. I worked real hard, but I got no bonus. Fa la 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 la.
Come on, everybody, it's the last one.
Go to hell and f*** off Christmas. Fa la 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 la, la 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 la. The year just sucks, so f*** off Christmas. Fa la 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 la, la 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 la. Join your mob and grab your torches. Fa la 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 la. McCarthyism.
Christmas, assholes.
Oh, we're not gonna eat that. No, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore. We've got all night to booze and there ain't no room for food, and you're not our wife, you are our mom. We'll try the pie and cake, just don't make a plate for us, 'cause we ate all day, we are all done. But we're not gonna eat that. No, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore. No, no more squash or dumplings. No giblets, no damn stuffing. We don't want nothing, not a roll from you. Our stomachs are stretched and loaded. We think the yams were frozen. If that's turkey breast, your breast won't do. No, no. It's night, yeah, we're full, yeah. No meat, yeah, no peas. So we're not gonna eat that. Oh no, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore. Oh, we're not gonna eat that. No, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore. No way.
You're so skinny, I haven't seen you in so long. More oven roasted turkey breast?
No.
Garlic mashed potatoes?
No.
Spiraled ham?
No.
Deviled eggs?
No.
More buffalo chicken?
No.
Pecan pie?
No.
Fudgico?
No.
Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat?
No.
Gazpacho?
No.
Spam?
No.
Salami and cheese?
Nah.
Rutabagas?
No.
I had some nice tang?
No.
Picking a poke?
No.
You want to order takeout?
No.
No. No. It's night. Yeah. We're full. Yeah. No corn. Yeah. No cheese. Yeah. We're not gonna eat that. Oh no. We ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore. Oh, we're not gonna eat that. No, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore.
Just you try and make us.
Oh, we're not gonna eat that.
Come on.
Oh, no, we ain't
we're
gonna
both
eat
nauseous
that
and drunk.
Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore.
I feel I weigh 220. Mashed potatoes. More green bean casserole.
No.
Stop it. And casserole.
Are you still awake?
No.
I brought you a cupcake.
Wake up.
Okay, children, since Eric Cartman can't seem to remember the words to O Holy Night, I'm going to give one of you children this cattle prod, and if Eric forgets any words, just shock him a little, okay? Here you go, Kyle. Why don't you take it?
Sweet!
Okay, Eric, whenever you're ready.
And O Holy Night. What was that for? I didn't screw up.
No, Kyle, you can't shock him unless he forgets the words.
And O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's babe.
Those aren't the words, Eric.
This Jesus was born, and so we give praise.
Eric.
See? I remember that whole chorus. Didn't even have to...
Missed it.
Damn, Cartman.
Wow. Okay, Eric, now we're going to do the French words.
What?
At the office, Christmas party, I started off with a Bacardi. I didn't get sauced, but right now I'm lost. It's Christmas and I wonder where I am. I had a beer at my brother's, had eggnog at my mother's, then two bottles of wine. Which automobile is mine? It's Christmas and I wonder where I am. Someone caught me dancing with a snowman. A policeman came and put me in his car. He said, "Are you drunk?" And I said, "No, man. But could you drop me off at the next bar?" I guess my wife must be missing. Who's this dog that I'm kissing? They say his name's Spot, and he likes me a lot. It's Christmas and I wonder where I am. I was looking for a lady I could dance with, so I stood beneath the mistletoes. Someone said, "You'll have a better chance if you take the lampshade off and put back on your clothes." A lampshade, isn't that the best time to be going? I'm naked. Is it still snowing? It's time I should leave. I'll be back New Year's Eve.
It's Christmas and I wonder where I am. It's Christmas and I wonder where I am.
Have you seen my hat? I wouldn't want to freeze. What a party. Don't you wish you were me?
Snowman, 'cause his knob is made of snow, and you'll get no poke from a frozen bloke, and he'll say no to an Eskimo. Oh, you can't have a gobble or a blowman or an IZUCK. He might be rigid, but he's much too frigid, and his knob could melt away. Well, you can't have a shag with a snowman with an icicle for a tool. He's frozen through, he's got snowballs too,
And so he just can't lose his cool. Though he might be a sweet whisper low man, but he'll only make you blush. Cause if he tries more, then his knob will bore and he'll have a premature slush. If you sit on his nose and bows, you'll get a lift. You'll get your assets frozen, just supposing you get my drift. So the next time that you make a snowman,
make a nice narrow lady too,
with freezing tits for squeezing bits for the snowman to love true. And Santa Claus, the ho 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 man, will take them on his sleigh, and they can fuck where the penguins cluck at the North Pole far away. At the North Pole far away.
NE15 WMFO Medford.
Christmas Eve with Chris Earle. The Grinch has taken over the airwaves.
It's Christmas at Ground Zero. There's music in the air. The sleigh bells are ringing and the carolers are singing while the air raid sirens blare. It's Christmas at Ground Zero. Let us know that this is not a test. Everywhere the atom bombs are dropping, it's the end of all humanity. No more time for last minute shopping, it's time to face your final destiny. It's Christmas at Ground Zero. There's panic in the crowd. We can dodge debris while we trim the tree underneath a mushroom cloud. Or Jack Frost on your windowsill. But if someone's climbing down your chimney, you better load your gun and shoot to kill. Oh, it's Christmas at Ground Zero. And if the radiation level's okay, I'll go out with you and see all the new mutations on New Year's Day. It's Christmas at Ground Zero. Just seconds left.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Bah, humbug, everybody.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Well, the meeting will come to order, if you please. Are all the advertising people represented here?
Everyone except Amalgamated Cheese.
Well, if they're not here for the Christmas pitch, I can't help them find new ways of tying their product into Christmas. That's why I'm chairman of this board. Let's hear it for me.
Hear, hear, hear!
All right, Abercrombie, what are your people up to?
Oh, same thing as every year. 50,000 billboards showing Santa Claus pausing to refresh himself with our product.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the public has come to expect that.
That's right. It's become tradition.
Fine, fine. You there, Crass. I suppose your company's running the usual magazine ad showing cartons of your cigarettes peeking out of the top of Santa's sack.
Better than that. This year we have him smoking one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It got Santa a little more rugged, too. Both sleeves rolled up and a tattoo on each arm. One of them says, Merry Christmas.
What does the other one say?
Less tars.
Great stuff.
But Mr. Scrooge.
Well, who are you?
Bob Cratchit, sir. I've got a little spice company over in East Orange, New Jersey. Do I have to tie my product into Christmas?
What do you mean?
Well, I was just going to send cards out showing the three wise men following the Star of Bethlehem.
I get it. And they're burying your spices. No, that's perfect.
No product in it. I was just going to say, peace on earth, goodwill toward men, period.
Well, that's a peculiar slogan.
Old hat, Cratchit. That went out with button shoes. You're a businessman. Christmas is something to take advantage of. A red and green bandwagon to jump on. A sentimental shot in the arm for sales. Listen.
Deck the halls with advertising, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. While you can be enterprising, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 bars of soap,
3 cans of peas,
2 breakfast foods, and some toothpaste on a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
5 tubeless tires,
4 quarts of gin,
3 cigars,
2 cigarettes, and some hair tonic on a pear tree. Chestnuts roasting.
Say, Mother, as sure as there's an X in Christmas, you can be sure those are Tiny Tim chestnuts roasting. Tiny Tim chestnuts are full-bodied, longer-lasting. This visible shell protects the nut. Now with XK29 added for people who can't roast after every meal.
Tiny Tim, chestnuts all the way.
Tiny Tim's roast hot like a chestnut hot. And they are mild, 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 mild.
Words to live by, Cratchit.
Ah, for you, maybe. Can't you just wish someone a Merry Christmas for the pure joy of doing it?
Why? What's the percentage in that? Let me show you how to make Christmas work for you.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And please buy our beer.
There you go, Cratchit. That's Christmas with a purpose.
I know, but wait a minute. Don't you guys make enough profit the other 11 months? Christmas comes but once a year.
Funny thing you should bring that up. That's exactly the point I was about to make. Hit it, boys. Christmas comes but once a year, so you better make hay while the snow is falling. Oh, that's opportunity calling you.
Jingle bells, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Rub your hands, December's here. What a wonderful time to be glad and merry.
But just so your mercenary toe.
Buy an ad and show all the toys up on the shelf.
But just make sure that you get a plug in for yourself. A Christmas comes but once a year, so you better cash in while the spirit lingers. It's slipping through your fingers, boy. But don't you realize Christmas can be such a monetary joy?
Well, I guess you fellas will never change.
Why should we? Christmas has two S's in it, and they're both dollar signs.
Yeah, but they weren't there to begin with.
Huh?
The people keep hoping you'll remember, but you never do.
Remember what?
Whose birthday we're celebrating.
Well, don't get me wrong. The story of Christmas and its simplicity is a good thing. I buy that. It's just that we know a good thing when we see it.
But don't you realize Christmas has a significance, a meaning.
A sales curve. Wake up, Cratchit. It's later than you think.
I know, Mr. Scrooge. I know.
On the first day of Christmas, the advertising's there. With newspaper ads,
billboards too,
business Christmas cards,
and commercials on a pear tree.
Jingles here, jingles there, jingles all the way.
Dashing through the snow in a 50-foot coupe, o'er the fields we go, sailing all the way. Deck the halls with advertising, what's the use of compromising? Fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la.
Green Christmas here on Time Travel. I'm going to win you guys back right now. Merry Christmas. Happy Christmas Eve. My name is Chris Earle. The Grinch has gone. We're going to end with two big numbers here. Here's Johnny Mathis, Time Travel.
Haul out the holly. Put up the tree before my spirit falls again. Fill up the stocking. I may be rushing things, but deck the halls again now.
For we need a Christmas right this very minute. Candles in the window,
carols up the spinet.
Yes, we need a little Christmas right this very minute.
Hasn't snowed a single furry, but
Santa dear, we're in a hurry.
Climb down chimney, turn on the brightest string of lights I've ever seen. Slice up the fruitcake, this time we hung some tinsel on the evergreen bough. For I've grown a little leaner,
grown a little colder,
grown a little sadder, grown a little older,
and I need a little angel sitting on my shoulder.
Need a little Christmas now. So we need a little music, need a little laughter, need a little singing, ringing through the rafter.
Need a little Christmas.
No. WMFO Medford, Massachusetts. It's Johnny Mathis with We Need a Little Christmas. I'm going to leave you with this one. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy Christmas Eve. Thanks for listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle. I'm here with you every Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. Thanks for spending some of your Christmas Eve with me. I'm going to leave you with this one. It's from the first Christmas record for children, first record that I had. It's the first record that I had as a kid. It is Twas the Night Before Christmas. Good night, everybody.
Was the night before Christmas.